Good evening. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is an impeachment update. The Senate impeachment trial entered its second week today. After House impeachment managers finished their case against Donald Trump, the president's legal team is laying out their defense. They are arguing that Trump had done nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine, that Rudy Giuliani had done nothing wrong in his role as the president's personal lawyer, and that Democrats had presented a selective record. Today, Trump attorney Jay Sekulow summarized the GOP presentation, which began on Saturday. He started with what he calls the transcript, which is really a summary, not a transcript, of the telephone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president.
First, the transcript shows that the president did not condition either security assistance or a meeting on anything. The pause security assistance funds aren't even mentioned on the call. Second, President Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials repeatedly said there was no quid pro quo and no pressure on them to review anything. Third, President Zelensky and high-ranking Ukrainian officials did not even know the security assistance was paused till the end of August, over a month after the July 25th call. Fourth, not a single witness testified that the president himself said that there was any connection between any investigation and security assistance, a presidential meeting, or anything else. Fifth, the security assistance flowed on September 11th in a presidential meeting took place on September 25th without Ukrainian government announcing any investigations. Finally, in the blind drive to impeach the president, President Trump, in reality, strategically, has been the best friend and supporter of Ukraine, certainly in our recent history. These are the facts. That is what's before you.
Former federal judge and Clinton impeachment investigator Ken Starr was up next. He compared impeachment to hell and cited his experience as Clinton's special prosecutor while doing so. He said, like war, impeachment is hell, or at least presidential impeachment is hell. Starr said those of us who lived through the Clinton impeachment, including members of the body, full well understand that a presidential impeachment is tantamount to domestic war. He complained that the country has entered into a dangerous new age of impeachment. Then he weighed in on a central question at hand, whether witnesses and documents will be admitted into the impeachment trial.
This constitutionally based recognition of executive privilege and then companion privileges, the deliberative process privilege, the immunity of close presidential advisors from being summoned to testify, these are all firmly established in our law. If there is a dispute between the People's House and the President of the United States over the availability of documents or witnesses, and there is in each and every administration, then go to court. It really is as simple as that. I don't need to belabor the point. But here's the point I would like to emphasize. Frequently, the Justice Department advises the President of the United States that the protection of the presidency calls whatever the president might want to do as a political matter, as an accommodation and a spirit of comity, to protect privileged conversations and communications. I've heard it in my two tours of duty at the Justice Department. Don't release the documents, Mr. President. If you do, you're injuring the presidency.
Meanwhile, Republicans in the Senate came under fresh pressure today to allow witnesses and new documents into the trial. This after more and more evidence against the president comes to light daily. The latest, a news report that a former top aide, John Bolton, has written a book manuscript that undercuts Trump's versions of events in the Ukraine affair. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, a sometime critic of Trump, said there was a growing likelihood that at least four Republican senators would vote to call Bolton to testify in the trial. This would give Democrats the votes necessary to summon the former national security advisor. The New York Times cited the manuscript of an unpublished book by Bolton, saying that Trump told him he wanted to freeze security aid to Ukraine until Kyiv helped with politically beneficial investigations into Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Bolton left his post as national security advisor in September. Trump denied the claim, saying he fired him. Bolton said he quit. Meanwhile, at the impeachment trial today, Trump's defense team defended Rudy Giuliani, who was a focus of the House impeachment manager's presentation for his effort to get the government of Ukraine to launch investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden and into a conspiracy theory that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. One of Trump's lawyers during the Mueller investigation, Jane Ruskin, painted Giuliani as America's hero and as a recognized expert on fighting corruption.
Mayor Giuliani was President Trump's personal attorney, but he was not on a political errand. As he has stated repeatedly and publicly, he was doing what good defense attorneys do. He was following a lead from a well-known private investigator. He was gathering evidence regarding Ukrainian election interference to defend his client against the false allegations being investigated by Special Counsel Mueller. But the House managers didn't even allude to that possibility. Instead, they just repeated their mantra that Giuliani's motive was purely political. And that speaks volumes about the bias with which they have approached their mission. The bottom line is, Mr. Giuliani defended President Trump vigorously, relentlessly, and publicly throughout the Mueller investigation and in the nonstop congressional investigations that followed, including the attempted Mueller redo by the House Judiciary Committee, which the managers would apparently like to sneak in the back door here. The House managers may not like his style. You may not like his style. But one might argue that he is everything Clarence Darrow said a defense lawyer must be: outrageous, irreverent, blasphemous, a rogue, a renegade. Fact is, in the end, after a 2-year siege on the presidency, 2 inspector general reports, and a $32 million special counsel investigation, turns out, Rudy was spot on.
Jane Ruskin warned senators not to be distracted. Florida Attorney General Special Advisor to the President Pam Bondi turned away from Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump's actions with a focus on corruption in Ukraine regarding the company Burisma and the involvement of the Bidens.
When the House managers gave you their presentation, when they submitted their brief, they repeatedly referenced Hunter Biden and Burisma. They spoke to you for over 21 hours, and they referenced Biden or Burisma over 400 times. And when they gave these presentations, they said there was nothing to see. It was a sham.
Special Advisor to the President, Pam Bondi. Our next impeachment update will be at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. For WBAI New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry. Thanks for listening.